Let's check in right now with Ed Wedbush, who's the president and CEO of Wedbush Securities. Ed, first of all, what's your overall take on the way the day was today? How do things look today to you?
Well, good afternoon, Ron. I thought it was a pretty positive market, particularly considering that the NASDAQ made a new recovery high, and that was a standout. The Dow Jones was in the opposite direction. But as you look across the board here, you see a reduction in oil stocks and oil futures in particular, and gold and other commodities, which is following a really a long run on the upside, and I think that's an attractive group still.
Where is the money going out of commodities, though? Last week, when the big took the big hit on gold, it sounded like $50 in the past few days. Where is that money going, into cash?
I would say that in general, people will take those things into cash and stand by to look for another buying opportunity, which I believe would be very appropriate, particularly for the commodities group. I think corn, the basic commodities, fertilizers, and so on are an attractive group overall, and I would look for another buying opportunity going forward.
The overlying reason we were hearing today because of the Dow and such being down was due to the unhappiness over the retail sales number for December. Is there another underlying factor there? Because it would seem that it was such a great run-up ahead of time that retail numbers, in essence, over a period of time, were met.
I think that I agree with you, and I think that the retail numbers are not that significant, frankly. I think that the bond, the information on debt coming out of the Eurozone is more significant. We have publicity on this subject about every 3 or 4 days, and we got some negative publicity on it again today. That, to me, was the most negative influence on the marketplace.
But nobody saw it.
Well, I most of us in the securities business did see the negative news, and it was out there. And but again, I think that's an oscillating thing. And really, if you look back at something like that only as an excuse to explain the decline.
Right, yeah, what I'm saying is it was there, but nobody really seemed to see it. In other words, we weren't getting a big hit on that coming down our wires because everyone was talking about the retail numbers. And sovereign debt, as you mentioned, is still a very severe problem.
Yes, I'd say it's a severe problem, but I believe the trend of it is a positive workout.
All eyes seem to be on tomorrow now. We're getting a whole lot of speculation now on the numbers coming out tomorrow on unemployment. It seems that if they're good and as expected, Wall Street will be on another rally mode. If not, could we be in for a huge fall?
Well, I would reject the idea that there would be a huge fall. I don't expect the employment figures to be that much more positive. I see a very slow recovery in this particular metric, and I believe it's because businesses have learned how to do business with less population, unfortunately, and that's going to result in higher productivity and higher earnings, which I think will be good for the marketplace. And I think the trailing of that would be the comeback in employment figures, but that's going to be over a 2-year period, in my opinion.
So the smart money sees slow but stable.
Yes, that's the way I look at it as well.
Hey, thanks very much. Ed Wedbush, who's the president and CEO of Wedbush Securities.